Chairman Conaway, Ranking Member Peterson, and members of the committee, thank you for the opportunity to discuss the rural economic outlook. I am the University of Missouri State Agricultural Extension Economist and have worked extensively on federal dairy policy. The Missouri rural economy has changed quickly, but the change is not spread evenly, as ARMS data shows that the debt-to-asset ratio of all Missouri farms increased by just 1.8% from 2012 to 2015. Yet in the 35 to 44 age category, it nearly doubled. Lower 2016 cattle, milk, and hog prices resulted in livestock industries facing financial headwinds, which continue. Only dairy is anticipating higher prices this year. A bright spot is that feed costs are lower. ERS reports 2014 purchase feed expenses reached $63.7 billion, but are projected to fall to $57.9 this year. After reaching a 2014 record level of $24, the milk price declined to $16 last year. Two factors drove this decline. First, the value of U.S. dairy exports declined from a 2014 record of $9.5 billion to $7.1 billion in 2016. Second, milk production expanded for the seventh consecutive year, and dairy cow inventory increased by 48,000 head. It has become increasingly difficult to reduce milk supplies, even when financially stressed. Since 2000, annual milk production has declined twice, while it fell five times over the 1986 to 1999 period. Given the 2016 economic dairy industry downturn, there was growing concern that the margin protection program is not providing a strong enough safety net. It is extremely difficult to construct a stronger safety net program for dairy while reducing federal spending. Dairy cash receipts have remained volatile from $24.3 billion in 2009 to $49.3 in 2014. They retreated to $34.2 billion last year, but that's still $10 billion above the 2009 level. CBO currently estimates annual average dairy outlays at $79 million over the FY17 to FY27 period. Identifying a dairy safety net that can moderate the large change in cash receipts and yet show an average cost of $79 million is a large challenge. There's a high correlation between government expenditures and the effectiveness of the safety net. Changes to MPP or other alternatives will likely result in a more effective safety net only if these estimated costs rise. We are entering our third full year of MPP, and participation in higher margin coverage levels have fallen. In 2016, 140 billion pounds of production history was enrolled in the $4 coverage level. No region of the country has shown an appetite for buy-up beyond $4. 2017 MPP data will show even more production history has shifted to $4. The $4 catastrophic coverage does show state-level differences. California and Idaho have more than 80% of their 2016 milk production levels covered, while at the $4 level, while Minnesota and Wisconsin have about 60% of 2016 milk production covered. MPP participation is much lower than originally estimated in 2014. During MPP debate, many assumed that 70% of milk production would sign up for 650 coverage. The 2016 MPP data shows that only 2% of 2016 milk production was signed up. The MPP experience has been very different, especially the level of government spending. In May-June 2016, the largest payment period since enactment, MPP spent less than $12 million. CBO estimated MPP spending at $912 million over the FY14 to 23 period with 2014 Farm Bill passage. Other estimates, even larger, topped $2.5 billion. My analysis suggested that at a 650 margin level, nearly 80% of the outcomes had no MPP payments, yet the remaining 20% of the time when payments occurred, they were large enough to offset the times without a payment. Historical data would suggest similar findings. Projected feed costs have moved much lower than when MPP became law. The 2013 CBO baseline corn prices averaged $4.59 over the 13 to 23 marketing years, while CBO's current baseline has the average corn price over the 17 to 27 marketing years at $3.79. Declining feed costs reduce MPP program costs. The decline in corn prices and the different CBO baselines provide nearly an offset that would return MPP feed coefficients to their original proposed levels. The 2016 MPP experience left many dairy farmers disenchanted. The reduction in feed costs resulted in the MPP margin falling less than milk prices declined. Given the inelastic nature of dairy supply and demand, the cost of the dairy program can go from zero to billions of dollars quickly. Finding ways to spread risk across federal policy and market risk tools may be the balance that is that provides a better safety net. Margin risk management is different and requires a change in perspective from program return maximization to risk management. Mr. Chairman, thank you for the opportunity to discuss the issues facing livestock and dairy industries. I look forward to working with the committee to find a better safety net for dairy producers in the 2018 Farm Bill.